In the women's competition in the South, the Wauchope Thunder defeated the Wollumba Bulls 56-22. It kicked off the Thunder's season 24 in style, running out 10 tries to 4 victors. After only winning 2 games in 2023, it's an absolute stunning start for the Thunder, who worked so hard to get players and were looking for players late before this game. Sophie Martin had an absolute standout game, scoring a hat-trick, but not to be outdone, the Bulls' Anika Hudson earned her own team a bonus point single-handedly by scoring 4 tries. I can see both teams having much improved years from last year, with Wollumba showing some threats there of Unika, and Wauchope Thunder got threats all over the park. And in the other match, the Mean River Rats defeated the Old Bar Clams 49-17. The Rats showed that last year's grand final loss put behind them, and they started their season on fire with a strong victory over the Clams. They scored 9 tries in a very positive start to the season for new coach Ben Griffith. The Clans' four-year wait to return to the park didn't quite go to plan, but a try to club captain Eileen Tupou-Falau would have brought the club much joy, and it's great to see the Clans back on the park, and I can see a lot of improvement from them throughout the season. A recap of the CS Group Northern Round 1 competition. Thanks to Voodoo Auto Electrical, providing off-grid setups, modifications, repairs, touring specialist and auto electrical. See them at Hawk Drive, Wagoolga. The Kempsey Cannonballs defeated their CU Marlins 24-13 in a very tight tussle. This game was 5-all at half time before an absolute typhoon hit Crescent Head, with Kempsey taking the better of the conditions and scoring a few tries to not only win the game but seal a bonus point. The Marlins will rue some costly errors and poor option takings in the wet, and they'll be looking to tighten up their game with wet weather a possibility, I'm hearing, back in Australia for this weekend. Kempsey retained the Terry Butt Arena Cup here, but it did show that both teams have improved from last year, and I think they will both be fighting for finals, and Kempsey be fighting right for the top couple of places. The Grafton Redmen defeated the Coss Harbour Snappers 28-20 in an absolute mind-blowing performance. Grafton picked up in 23 with strong second half performances. They scored 3 tries in the second half and conceded no points to really put the game to bed. Trailing by nearly 13 points at half time, they really exploded out of the blocks. And with 4 tries picking up a bonus point here, a really great result for Powell and his men to start the season. 2 try hero, Villamate Kelly, a real standout with number 9, Michael Wright, not only kicking 4 from 4, but scoring in the aspiring wing. The Snappers' new product, Sunchi Ozaki, converted well and looked dangerous throughout. And with both teams facing tough games next week, with the Redmen taking a long trip to Port Macquarie and the Coss Harbour Snappers hosting the Coss Derby, it'll be very interesting to see how they pull up from this bruising game. And in the final game, the Port Macquarie Derby never fails to deliver. This was a 24-all draw. This game had everything by all accounts, with Hastings scoring first, which only fired up the Pirates, who scored the next 2 tries to take a 7-point advantage. But Hastings were having none of it this year in round 1, with club stalwart Hamish McCormack stepping up to crash over just before half-time to get the deficit to 2 points. New coach Trent McBlain's half-time speech must have been a cracker, because straight after half-time, Pirates hit back to restore a 7-point margin. But the Vikings, showing that 24 will be no 23, did not sit down, and in a 5-minute splits, the evergreen number 9 Hamish McCormack and a penalty try saw them lead with 7 points with only less than 10 to go. But Pirates, who last year showed late in the season that they can win the close ones, wasn't letting this one slip, and they stepped up with the big moments of the number 10, Tam Williams, crashing over, and the ever-reliable boot of the 15, Sam Bigby, side of the conversion to square it all up. They couldn't break a deadlock in the last 5 minutes, and they had to settle for the draw. And to think there's two more Port derbies to go this season is a real scintillating thought. Anyone that managed to get down the Stewart's Park was treated to a great game on Saturday, and I believe the return fixture at Oxley Oval and the final fixture at Stewart's Park will provide more of the same. In the women's Northern competition, the Kempsey Cannonballs started off strong, defeating SCU Marlins 34-0. A great result for Kempsey, who didn't have the best season in season 23, but this is a great start against a Marlins team who made the finals in 23. And the Grafton Redmen showed that they'll be picking up from 23, where they took it all the way to Port Macquarie in that grand final, knocking over Coffs Harbour Snappers, who were strong throughout season 23, 24-10. Early days in the competition, but a real step up from last year is great to see. A quick preview of this weekend's CS Group Northern first grade competition fixtures. Port Macquarie Pirates host the Grafton Redmen at Stewart's Park. This would be a great game. Remember that in round two last year, the Redmen took the long trip to Port Macquarie and knocked off the Pirates. The Pirates coming off that tight draw of the Vikings, and the Redmen really up for it after their big victory over the Snappers. This really could be down to how the first half happens again. Can the Pirates settle, get their set piece and their big men moving to really bust open the Redmen and build a lead up before half time? Or will the gap be too narrow and Redmen's really strong second halves come into play here and they storm home to defeat the Pirates? Anyone can get down to Stewart's Park at 3:15 Australian time or 7:15 a.m. on my rugby sport rat ride here, all the way over here in Italy, is going for an absolute cracker. In the second match, it's probably arguably the game of the round. It's the Coffs Harbour Derby. Now, I know the Snappers were minor premiers and the Marlins missed the finals last year, but the Snappers defeated last week and the Marlins really always step up for this fixture. This one's at Bay Range Rugby Park. Can the Marlins dust off from last week, which before the typhoon hit were in front, and can the Snappers come up from that bruising encounter? Expect the Snappers to use their very big forward pack, who's very similar to last year, and their new exciting back line to really punch and spread, with the Marlins looking more to move the ball around and use a bit of out wide set play to unlock the Snappers. This would be a good one. It'd be interesting, it'd be a really good test to see how far the Marlins have come and where the Snappers are at this year after a couple of bruising losses in a row. And in the final match, the Hastings Valley Vikings have another home game hosting Kempsey Cannonball in what actually is the game of winners, Kempsey winning round one and Vikings with a draw. This would be very intriguing. Can the Vikings back up from last week? Well, in season 23, they had a great round one, but not a very good round two. And Kempsey, can they prove that last week was no flash in the plan? And if the weather stays dry, can they get on top? Look for Kempsey again to use their large forwards and their backs, who were quite agile last week, to break holes in the Vikings. Will the Vikings be looking for that set piece of Hamish McCormack to break down Kempsey and really just keep asking repeated questions near the line? These are all great matches, and with two matches in Port Macquarie and one in Coffs Harbour, the sport for choice right across the zone. In the women's, the Port Macquarie Pirates and Grafton Redmen is a grand final rematch, and this will be an absolute cracker. Expect the Grafton Redmen to really take it to the Pirates and push them all the way. And this is a team that blasted everyone out before them last year. And in the other match, the Snappers and Marlins play, and this is always a grudge match. Snappers start favourites here, but Marlins will give them a great shake. And in the Southern competition, the Old Bar Clans return home for the first time after their round two match was transferred to Taree to take on the Warhope Thunder. Can they bounce back after last week's defeat and remembering the Warhope Thunder also went down, the Clans were looking much more settled after their first week. And with their big man Nick Dryson and Latu hitting some form, they'll be looking to ask many questions of Warhope. While Warhope were looking to regroup, going back to the structures and plays that got them to the minor major premiership last year, and looking for Cora Payo out wide to get through the Clams and really run amok. And in the second fixture, it's the Manning River Rats hosting a home game against the Foster Tuncurry Dolphins. The Dolphins had the bye last week and didn't play in round one due to the washouts. So it's been interesting. The Rats, with the rugby under their belt, will they be too strong for Foster? Or will Foster and Blake Polson's men really step up to play their big city rivals, the Rats? This is as close as it gets to a local derby in the South, and it's always a great game. And with both teams recruiting well in the off-season with Yotza Youth and Speed, this could be quite an open game with a high score. This is probably the pick of the games down south this weekend. And in the Southern Women's Competition, lick your lips, it's a Manning River Rats Gloucester Cockies battle. The best games of 23 were these two teams. Five games last year where across the whole season they could not be separated. This will be an absolute cracker there at 1:45 at Rats Park at Yarralla Lane. Last year, Gloucester took out the big result in the grand final, but the Rats gave them stick all the way. This just, you can't miss this one if you're in Taree. Just mind-blowing rugby. And the other game, the Old Bar Clans women's take on Warhope Thunder. The Clans are still looking for their first win after returning for 4 years, and Warhope were looking to consolidate after their big victory against the Bulls last weekend. This should be a cracking match. And with the Warhope Thunder girls in strong form, I can see them being too strong for the Clams early in the season here. Grazie, thank you for listening. Bit of a rough format while I'm on holidays, just stopping by a coffee shop, having some espresso, just talking rugby, having a chat for 20 minutes or so. Not sure how the quality is going to go, not very easy to edit while I'm away, but hope you enjoyed it. Keep sending in, get on the Facebook, share, post, jump on the Rolling Moor discussion group. And yeah, just keep sharing and loving the rugby and get out there and go the Tomahawks and Axemen. Enjoy the rugby.